Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, we have the story of a very special shliach. Oliver Shalom passed away many years ago. His name was Rabbi Itche Meir Kogan. Itche is a fond nickname for Yitzchak. And Meir, of course, means the one who sheds light, source of light. And he was a shliach from Detroit, Michigan. I happen to have a bit of a personal connection with him because he was involved in helping my wife in her growth in Judaism. And the story goes that he made a visit one time to a very special yeshiva called Teferis Bechurim in Morristown, New Jersey. I actually was a student for 3 years in Teferis Bechurim. It is a yeshiva for young men who did not grow up in an observant home, had limited, if any, Torah learning in their younger days. And now, as young men, usually young men, not always, sometimes there were older men that came, but generally young men, they wanted an opportunity for a week or a month or a year or 2 or 3 years, or maybe even more, to sit and learn Torah. Whereas most people, when they are in yeshiva, they are experienced learners and they don't remember a life without learning Torah. They were usually born into a family in which Torah was the priority, whereas these young men were born into families where Torah was perhaps unheard of or not a priority. So I was very fortunate that I was a student there for 3 years, the yeshiva being run by very special Chassid named Rabbi Avram Lipsker, many other great teachers there. In any case, this story happened at the yeshiva in Teferis Bechurim before I was a student there. It was sometime in the 1970s. I became a student there in 1977. So this must have been maybe 2 years, 3 years before I got there. And Rabbi Kogan came into the yeshiva to Fabrang, to sit with the Bachurim and talk and sing, make l'chaim, and to share with them from his experience and his insight into Torah and the mitzvahs and so forth. So Rabbi Kogan comes in, and he takes off his shoes, leaves them at the door, and comes into the yeshiva to begin the Fabrangin. So one of the students who was there at that time was a young man named Michal Muchnik, and Michal Muchnik later became a world-renowned artist, Hasidic artist. And he remembers this story. It impressed him some 50 or more years ago, but he remembers it vividly. So he asked Rabbi Kogan, what's with taking off the shoes? Rabbi Kogan said, I'll explain to you. He said, I know this is a yeshiva for young men who are beginning their journey in Yiddishkeit, beginning their learning of Torah, many years after the average observant Jew has begun and beginning to learn Torah in their 20s or so, it can be quite challenging, I'm sure. A person might feel inferior, like here I am in my 20s. I know less Torah than the average from an 8-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 12-year-old. And it's possible that someone in that position might feel discouraged. So therefore, I am expressing by taking off my shoes that I have a different perspective. That is that when Moshe met up with Hashem, so to speak, at the burning bush, when he saw the bush burning miraculously, not being consumed, and he realized that this was Hashem who was revealing himself through this flame, he took off his shoes. In fact, Hashem told him to take off his shoes because he was standing on holy ground. And I also feel that when I come into this room and it's full of young men who have the courage to begin a new life in their 20s, a new life that they didn't grow up with, that they're not familiar with, and yet they feel that this is the truth. They feel that they have now discovered that Torah is true, Hashem is true, the way of Chassidus in particular, and they have dedicated themselves to full-time study.
I feel that I'm standing on holy ground. This is very, very admirable, and I am quite humbled by the efforts of these young men. As I say, it might be that they can feel discouraged sometime, feeling that they are starting so late in life. So therefore, I am expressing myself that no. On the contrary, the people who sit and learn Torah over here starting at this age are tremendously courageous, and I have much, much to be full of admiration for you. And that's the story. So it teaches us a broader lesson, of course, and that is that we never know what challenges a person may have in their life. And therefore, we should try to have admiration for any person, especially a Jewish person, whether they are advanced or they're not advanced, and understand that to get where they got to most probably took plenty of challenge. And with this type of Avos Yisrael, and recognizing the greatness of every Jew, as the Baal Shem Tov said, every Jew has tremendous treasures inside of them. This will certainly speed the coming of Mashiach. May it happen immediately, especially through our increasing in Torah and in mitzvahs. Each person has a critical part to play in bringing the geula, bringing the redemption. Let us do our part and more than our part to make it happen. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.